Today on the Scott Radley Show on 900 CHML.
On a day when many things are different on the station, but not this. Ben's story of the day remains. Ben is back at the home office. He is keeping us on the air wearing a lovely tie-dyed shirt. The newly engaged Ben Strawn, by the way, just in case you missed that before vacation time. He's looking very happy as a result, too. He's got a permanent smile on his face. It's true.
I'm told I have to have it or else.
Well.
Always smiling, always happy. Yay.
I get calls regularly from his fiance saying, is he smiling still? And I have to say, yes, he is. He knows he's on watch. Ben's story of the day. Ben is back at the office. As I say, I'm going to give Ben three stories from around the world. And he is going to decide after hearing them, which one is his favorite, which one is his story of the day. And before I get into that, let me remind you, as you're listening, go to the Scott Radley Show page on Facebook. We've got it's not really a quiz. The quiz comes next hour. It's a question for you to try, a warm up. It's a poll question and see if you can guess what the answer is. You can find it on the Scott Radley Show page. The question is, what is the favorite, according to an online poll, what's the favorite chocolate bar in the world? Go give your answer there, and I'll tell you what it is in a minute. But Ben's story of the day. Ben, let's start in London today. London, England, not Ontario. London, England, where there's not really a story here, per se. It's more the headline of the story that draws your attention to this one. Protesters dressed as giant breasts march outside Facebook's London office.
Well, that's a that's a way to do it. Okay, sure.
And in fact, now, I did not know that, you know, those inflatable sumo outfits that you can wear, that you can have like bouncy sumo wrestling. You know, you've seen those. They were on The Office with Andy Bernard when he floated away. And
yeah, they're the,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's almost like a tarp material. And then
it's just inflated and you're round and your arms sort of stick out to the side. Well, they've made it looks like a similar thing, but rather than a sumo wrestler, they've made it with the artistic impressions that it would look like a giant breast. And some people are very upset that Facebook will not allow you to post photos of breasts, even if it's for reasons that are not of a negative or a deleterious nature. How's that for a good word tonight? If it's people who have had mastectomies and they want to show the tattoos that they put or whatever, not allowed to. So they're protesting by wearing giant inflatable breast outfits, which will stop traffic, I'll tell you. It will stop traffic.
You want to turn heads? It'll do it.
Just ask Dolly Parton. Story number two comes from, where is this one? In Tennessee, Rutherford County, Tennessee. I love this story. We've heard a few stories over, we've talked about a few stories in Ben's Story of the Day over the months and years about gender reveals gone horribly wrong. Well, we've had gender reveals that caused a forest fire. We've had gender reveals that have done other things. This one, the reveal itself didn't go wrong. The reveal itself went exactly as it was supposed to. They don't even say what the reveal was, just that they had a gender reveal, and it turned out that they were having a boy. And I guess dad was pretty excited that he was having a son. I don't know if he would have been upset if he'd had a daughter. I don't know if the same thing would have happened. Nonetheless, he got real excited in rural Tennessee, and as a result, he got out his shotgun and started firing celebratory blasts into the air. Well, unfortunately, there was a high school very close by, which went into immediate lockdown, thinking there was a shooting at the school.
Wow, that's going to turn heads, too.
If he had been dressed as a breast, imagine what would have happened. But yes, the school went into a full lockdown mode for hours, and the SWAT team and everything else came until they discovered that he was just being happy. I'm sure he's going to be charged with something, but he was just being happy about the possibility that he was going to have a son. And story number three, and people may have heard this. This is from a week or so ago. So in the meantime, while we've been off, but I thought this was just a hilarious story. And I'm not even going to give you the titles because we'll get kicked off the air on the first day of the new CHML. But a 43-year-old guy sued his parents and won the lawsuit. Oh. They now have to pay him over $30,000 for throwing out his extensive pornography collection.
I've been collecting this as a connoisseur and a collector for many years, Mom and Dad.
It would appear that he had stored or stashed or kept, saved, whatever, his large collection of magazines and videos and whatever else at his mom and dad's house. I guess he moved out. They decided, we're not keeping this. They tossed it. And he sued them, and he's got, they have to replace $30,000 worth of material for him.
The archives must be completed. He probably reads it for the plot, right? You know, the stories and, you know,
Cannot read you. I'm not permitted to read you some of the titles that were came up in court that were thrown out that were, I guess, collector's items. Anyway, will your story of the day today be the protesters dressed as breasts? Will it be the celebrating gender reveal guy who caused a lockdown in a high school? Or will it be the man who got $30,000 out of his parents to replace his porn collection?
Something about this porn collection. Here's the thing. There were judges, lawyers, there were professionals who had to sit and read.
Yep.
Who had to sit and listen, who had to sit over and make judgment regarding this kind of material in a matter of fact, in a serious, professional manner. And I can just imagine how ridiculous that must have sounded.
Especially when they won. When he won. By the way, I've been asking you through the hour to go to the Scott Radley Show Facebook page. We'd love you to visit. It will get bigger and bigger every day. We'll have stuff on there. We'll have old clips and this and that and the other. But today we had a poll question on there, Ben, which was, according to an online poll, what is the most popular chocolate bar in the world? What do you think it is?
I'm probably going to say Coffee Crisp.
I think Coffee Crisp is a Canadian one, so you may not do it. Number five is Cadbury Dairy Milk. Four is Toblerone. Three, according to this poll, Snickers. Number two is Twix. And the most popular chocolate bar in the world, according to this poll, Kit Kat.
I was going to guess Kit Kat, but...
Kit Kat. There you go. Time. Kit Kat.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play and listen to The Scott Radley Show. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.